Here we are. Here we are for Tuesday, the 12th. Right? Yeah. So I hope you all had a really groovy Veterans Day, or what used to be called Armistice Day. 11-11, was it 17, 8, you know, 1918? The 11th day, the 11th month, the 11th hour, the 11th hour. The armistice took effect on the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month, 1918. An armistice. Now, what do you think that means? That means that's a ceasefire and an armistice, meaning we're laying down our arms and there's going to be a peace treaty negotiated at some point. And but right now we are without, you know, treaty. We're just laying our arms down. And I don't know, you'd have to look at the history of that. There were occupying troops along the French border with Germany. There were American troops there, and there might have been American troops in Germany. I don't know, to be honest with you, where they were and what that constituted. I mean, but then I've never really studied World War I from the standpoint of the war. You know, what led up to it, what happened after it, what happened after it. I just said ugh. Anyway. But I think we can all agree that Germany didn't take it too well. And they say that the 20 years between the end of World War I and the beginning of World War II was just a 20-year ceasefire. It was just simply a 20-year armistice. That the treaty that was signed by the Germans was immediately abrogated. Is that the word? It was immediately trashed by Hitler when he came to power. He said, fuck it, we're not following this. And there was no real desire on the part of the world to go to war again. There was no mechanism short of the League of Nations, which was a very imperfect United Nations. You may have heard the term League of Nations. Well, that was a beginning effort at the United Nations, and it was the fondest dream of Woodrow Wilson, President Wilson. He really wanted this League of Nations. As it turned out, the Americans did not ratify that charter. So we were not members of the League of Nations, the United States. I'm hearing things, man. No, but so that was the whole thing with that. And so along came Germany. The war devastated the world and the generations of young people in many, many countries, particularly England, Russia, all countries that really, there were 119,000 Americans that died in World War I. I believe I got that number right. If I don't, forgive me, and that's only we were only in that war about a year and a half. 119,000? There were almost a million British and Commonwealth soldiers killed. I don't know how many Russians died in the millions, because they just threw men at the German machine guns, which the German machine gun by World War I was in full operation. We didn't have anything like it. Or at least we didn't have it at the beginning of the war. And then the war started, and that's a lot of goddamn men. So anyway, I say all of that to say I hope you had a good armistice day. Now then, let's get to the thing, all right? Let's get to it, baby. Oh, look what we have here. So we'll have to do this, see? You can't see what I'm doing, but it's very helpful for me. There is a setting we have where I can keep it on Audacity. I can actually see, I can read what's happening on the view meter of Audacity. And, good and loud there. And then I can also load in the website, which I've just done, and, okay, now wait a minute, that didn't work, that didn't work, y'all, okay, if that doesn't work, let me try this, oh, that's interesting, what's that doing, why is that doing that, is it because I opened that up first, oh, that's a drag, oh, wait a minute, oh, I see what I did. Wait a minute. No, I don't want that. I want that. I want to be able to see that, but then I also want to be able to see, Well, then wait a second. Why am I not, I'm not doing something right. I'm definitely not doing something right here. Testing 1, 2, 3. Man, I don't get that, man. Wait a minute. Let me see something here. All right. Here's what I want to do. That's like wrong, man. Okay, so that's that, right? Well, something ain't quite the way I want it to be, man. Something ain't happening the way I want it to. Yeah, see, that's not supposed to do that, man. That's supposed to... Well, fuck it. God damn it. If you have epilepsy, I probably apologize for that. So just, let me just get out of this, man. Let's go back to desktop. Fuck it. God damn, that really pisses me off because that was a big help to me, man, being able to see that view like that. Shit. Anyway, here we are on our website, and we're going last year to the 12th of November. Until the 12th of November, and that's a long, long time. Hold me close. Never let me go. Johnny Mathis? I know, it's too, it's way back. You can't relate. It's okay. I just do a lot of my old guy shit, you know, because that's my fucking world, man, okay? What is it? Okay, here we are. November 2018. Never let me go with April. You ask how much I need you. Must I explain? Yeah, you better. Who are you? I'm the husband. Oh, wrong house. How do you like that? November the 12th was a Monday. Is tomorrow the 12th? Yeah. Don Berman for Channel 19 News tells Phil that Wiff Zeno, the new sports reporter, is suing the station. I love it. I got 49ers, man, all over Seattle. Not really. 10-0 second quarter, but hey, better get on your fucking horse, Seattle. Who's the guy? Is that still, what's his face, Pete Carroll? The Shanahan man, look at this Garoppolo. This kid's great. 11-17, one touchdown. What am I doing watching football? I said I wasn't going to watch this shit anymore. God damn it. Problem is I know so goddamn much about it. Yeah. When I follow it, I know a lot about it. I haven't followed shit this year. This is the first game I'm actually looking at, and I'm only looking at it. I gotta get the hell off my TV. Seriously, it's just a fucking irritant to me. Uh-oh, sack and fumble picked up by Seattle. Touchdown. No? Seahawks touchdown. Yeah, they're scoring it. Touchdown on a turnover by the quarterback. Can't fuck around with this Seahawk crew. Brew. Clowney. He's a clown. He clowned me. Clowney, defensive tackle from the inside, cuts through the inside, right up the gut, grabs Garoppolo, ball out of his hand, rolls to the right, picked up by number 90, Clowney. Oh, so it was Clowney coming from the right end position. Man, he is a badass mother. He just fucking blew right by that 49er left tackle. Forget it. That's the guy that's supposed to protect your quarterback. Oh, shit. So they're back in the football game, just as pretty as you please. And first half. All right, so let's take a look here at what we got. Show groovy. June 6, May 5, April 4, April 2004. Okay, so we're going to do that. April 2004. You ask how much I need you. So let's go over here to April 2004. Right? No. Oh, I know what I got to do. I need you, oh my darling. Meanwhile, over here on the classic football, you know, channel, I got BC and FSU. Now, when was the last time Boston College ranked or rated a national game on ESPN? I remember I walked through the door. This is not big. I don't know where I was, but I walked through the door of my condo apartment many years ago, 83. And I'd been out fucking around, you know, whatever it was I was doing. I don't know. I was out with the guys, you know, having some brews and shooting pool and shit. Come through my back door, and I'd been taping, and it was on TV, the BC Miami game. And the guy, the quarterback for goddamn Miami, Gino something, you remember the guy? Was coming off the field, and he was looking confident, and everybody was slapping him on the back. Was at the Orange Bowl, and everybody's great. And I watched as Flutie scrambled for that touchdown to Phelan. That he scrambles, he looks, he throws down field. I don't know, like three or four guys jump for it, and Phelan got the ball. And I remember hearing Ara Parsegian, who was doing the color commentary, going, "Oh, oh!" I thought I was going to have a heart attack. And the coach for Boston College was Jack Bricknell. Was that his name, or Bicknell? And he was trying to go over to celebrate, and he couldn't get the cord of the headphones. He couldn't get the headphones off or something. So I kept that. And I had this library going of sports moments. I had one of Steve Garvey's home run against the Cubs in 84, which was a dramatic home run that brought the Padres back and eventually defeated the Cubs in the National League Series, and the Padres go to the World Series, which they lost that to Detroit. I had Kareem scoring the NBA record, you know, breaking the NBA record for scoring. I think it was it Chamberlain? I don't know who held the record in the early 80s, but Kareem set the record. I had that on tape. I had a bunch of really, a lot of cool shit happened in sport. I guess in any given goddamn day, week, month, decade, there's going to be cool shit happening in sports. So who am I kidding, huh?
Nah.
But for a while there, I had a little stash of great moments in sports. And then come to find out what happens. The internet arrives, and everybody's got everything, and saving all that shit doesn't mean shit. You can go find it anytime you want. Like that tape of Tommy Lasorda, you know, pulling, what's his face, you know, blah, blah, blah. All right, now. Testing 1, 2, 3. There it is. Okay, good. So Shanahan, who looked like a world beater there for a while, now his team is only up by 3 because Dick Brain there fumbled the ball. Well, it's going to happen. You know, a brutal pass rush was put on him. Look, he's got a pinpoint delivery, though. Really does. Really quite amazing, you know, when you look at the delivery on the man, it's quite stunning, really. Okay.
Really quite stunning, it was.
Ay, ay, ay. Okay. Then, let's go over to the archives here and, what did I say? April 2004, okay. So, yeah, that was a memory, man. One of many. No, wrong. Going to the wrong year. I'm getting the BSP Classic and I'm putzing around. I got the wrong year. Wrong year. Mr. Fryer, sir, come back here. Boston College with Florida State. What? Oh, 2006. Well, that's not too long ago. Why is it 2006? What the fuck was going on in 2006 that made Boston College so goddamned? I'm kidding. I think they're wonderful people there, and I really love them very much. Now, what do I got to do here? Okay, I'm going to do something here. It's going to save me some fucking time, and I'll do it right here, so you can, right here on our show, so you can see how I do it. You know, it's just part of our little. And what it is basically this. There are some, as you probably noted in looking through our archive, there are some archive shows that have not been rendered as individual hourly downloads. Some of them are just whole show downloads. And as it turns out, I know a lot of people requested that they, when we first did that, by the way, we had a lot of pushback. People were saying, oh, wow, now I can't just listen to the whole show and I got to stop and get another. So, you know, people are never happy. You know, believe me, coming from the land of customer service, I know. People are always bitching about something. But as it turns out, it's easier for me to pull these hours. So, essentially, I like it, and that's the only opinion that counts. I'm kidding, but kind of not. You know, I mean, it does make things. However, I do encounter these shows, especially the year 2004, 2003. There's whole shows. They have not been rendered into downloads. You may think it's an easy thing for me to say, hey, guys, would you please do the, my crew, they just move at whatever goddamn speed they want. And who am I? I'm just the guy that pays the fucking bills, right? So then I'll say, may I have this, that, and that? Did you say something? You know, so and send that to myself. All right, so what I'm going to do here is the following thing. We'll go back here to the page that I was on, wherever the hell that is. Here it is. And we're going to... I can't do it because I'm recording, so I can't do it. Okay. Well, I'll go ahead and download this anyway, and you can see what happens when I go to... Well, this probably happens for you too, right? Doesn't it? When you go to the download thing there, yeah, and you do that, and you see the little disc fly up in the air. Boo! Boink! And so later on today, I will cut out the appropriate hour, which will be the third hour. Jim Sadler, this is from April of 2004. Jim Sadler says California should not get its gasoline subsidized because it's been the laughingstock of the U.S. for too long. The other hour I wanted to do here was Herb Sewell, but I think I already did this hour. It's pretty funny. He says, Herb Sewell, a business owner, claims it's impossible for a man to be sexually harassed by a woman. He says he is handsome and cultured and has never been harassed. And why would women risk everything considering how hard it is for them to get where they are? What? Oh, men can't be sexually harassed by women. Yeah, I think I already played that one back. If I didn't, please forgive me. Let me know. All right, so that's that. Now we go back to, so that's done, and our download is done, and we copied over, the show log is done, and so now we go back to our show of today, which is going to be the 12th of November, 2018. I didn't, thought I was on that page. I guess not. And we'll move and groove, you know, just move and groove, you know, like that's just the way it's got to be. Now this is for tomorrow. I know we have the Pluto. God damn. Did I bring the goddamn copy? Fuck no. Why would I bring the fucking copy with me? Son of a motherfucker. All of a sudden, Pluto's on for five fucking spots this week, and do I have the copy with me? Goddamn, no, I don't have the goddamn copy. I bet you I could do it. I just said something. You have to watch the video cast to see what I said. The people watching the video cast know exactly what I said, but unless you have the video cast, unless you're watching the video cast, you can't see what I just said, and I'm going to say it to the people watching the video cast about the Pluto TV spot. You know? All right, where are we, man? You ask how much I love you. I know it's bugging you. All right, here we are. Don Berman from Channel 19 News tells Phil that Whiff Zeno, I remember this, the new sports reporter, is suing the station. Whiff's true identity is revealed. Steve Bozell gets BA'd by water drop crews, and Bobby and Steve Dooley aren't getting enough love. Water drip crews is what it says here. That's because I probably misspelled it. God damn. Here we go, man. Go ahead and cue it up. We'll go ahead and cue that bitch up. You're kidding. George Shearing? I must have just bought this George Shearing tape or download. Oh, yeah, baby. Yeah, baby. That's George Shearing on the piano. I know, I'm sounding like an old guy, but just listen. That's Shearing on the piano and his vibe player, his vibraphone player, hitting identical notes. Okay. I forget her name, but, so there's George, who was born blind, no vision, and when he was a little boy, a little blind boy, he would play on the street for the people. He came from a great family, a loving family, lots of kids, but his mother and father made sure that he was taken care of and went to school, and, from England, born in England, but when I hear him from stage announcements, he sounds almost American, like his British accent was lost for maybe 2 years in America, I don't know what it was. All right, so what else can I tell you about George Shearing? Where's the shades? It's very, very signatory shades when you see him. He's smiling and he's got the shades. Like every blind guy smiles. I'm kidding. I'm kidding around. There's the vibe player, you know. I think that's a very unique sound for its time, anyway. But his vibraphone player, his xylophone player, her name escapes me. Yeah. Okay. Now, did my old man listen to this shit? Yes, he did. This is how I got turned onto it. I listened to my pops. My old man was good for some, man. His taste in music wasn't bad. Now, this is Herbie Mann. This is a song called Memphis Underground. Herbie Mann. He's a flute player, so that xylophone player, I don't know who that is. But this song is notable because it had a guitar player in it named Larry Coryell. And Larry Coryell was a jazz guitar player who picked up that kind of fuzz tone electric guitar sound before any of the other jazz players did, which was strictly a rock and roll sound. But Larry Coryell brought it into jazz. Just like rock and roll in those days was incorporating a lot of jazz sounds. That's called Memphis Underground. Okay, so that's... I guess I was doing a jazz. Who's this? This is Miles Davis. That sounds like Cannonball Adderley. No. That's Gerald Wilson. That's the Gerald Wilson Orchestra. Blues for Nyanya. And I saw him at the Hollywood Bowl a few years ago. His son was leading his orchestra. Gerald Wilson has now passed on. But I saw Gerald Wilson, too, at the Shrine Auditorium back in 1971 with my girlfriend, Margaret. We were the only two white faces in the crowd. Thank you. Wait a minute. Is this blues for... Yeah, this is Gerald Wilson Orchestra. Sounds like it might be Jimmy Smith, but I don't think it is. This is Jimmy Smith. This is Walk on the Wild Side. This is Jimmy Smith and the Oliver Nelson Orchestra. From the movie of the same name, right? Walk on the Wild Side. Fine to me, but deaf is funny. It's funnier to me than blind. Blind is terrible. Isn't that great? Listen to that. What an asshole. Loud. Boy, almost blew my eardrum. All right, so we're going to cue it up now. What's on? The World Series is still fucking on? Oh, no, this is Japan in the Major League. Oh, it's an exhibition. Ives. If you simply like the thing that I'm doing here. Jesus. The neighborhood. Even if there's a fire in the mountains, there can be ash falling in your backyard. There was still a fire happening then. So this was the 12th of November last year. Was there still fucking fire coming down? Right, I mean, it's just kind of the way it is. But so I said.
God.
He wants to say it.
All right, get out of the room. Watching the same game over and over and over again. Well, what do you mean by that? You're saying that they're just repeating the same game? Yeah, or whether it's a series of games, I don't know.
Here we go.
Touching each other up, man. Everybody's banging out hits and home runs, all kinds of crap. So,
what's the score?
I don't know.
Man, bud. Yeah.
God, I'm smelling burning right now. I know that. But I know that the Major League Baseball... Well, I trust we're streaming. Let me...
Probably get confused.
Yeah.
Yeah, well...
Fire that flared up near Las Virgenes. There was another fire that flared up someplace else over down near Reyes Adobe. But pretty much, it was nothing but white smoke in the air.
You ought to tell that story.
Ventura County, L.A. County.
Henry? I'm sorry. When Mr. Henry said she came over late last night about 9:45.
No, he did not say that. You're just trying to turn the whole thing into one big spank fest. I'll have none of it.
Yeah.
The ash falling in your... But I got in the car, I drove around, I said, this must be a... Come on, man. I missed him.
It sounded realistic, though. I mean, I want to...
Well, it's Thursday night. We stop, you know, we end our little production for the evening because we work late. I go home, I flip on my phone, and I've got an emergency evacuation notification.
Yes, now, we didn't get that, but Bill, that movie we saw the other night, The Killing Fields.
Yeah.
Remember? Bill, you've got to...
Come on, man. Where's the button? Who's anybody calling you?
Yeah, you know, they were calling my...
Come on, bitch. I want to remind you that Dennis Miller has a brand new show on Podcast
Finally.
One.
Okay.
Dennis Miller Option. And you're going to love it if you love me. If you love me, you'll give it a chance. If you don't love me, you'll still give it a chance. If you don't love me, why are you here? But if you do love me, you know. So anyway, Dennis is gearing up with his own snarky brand of common sense and unapologetic opinion and taking a bunch of his celebrity friends along. Or they're taking him along for a ride. Check out the Dennis Miller Option every Tuesday and Thursday on Podcast One or
disturbs me.
You get your favorite podcasts. This Phil Henry Show, all the voices you hear on the show will be... Goddamn fucking prick. No, motherfucker.
Phil, having just said that, I guess you get...
You get your favorite podcasts. All right.
Bang! There, see? Now,
that's the end of the pre-show. Let's begin the show. By the way, if you watch the video cast, if you watch the show on the video cast, I also watch the show on the video cast. I leave the microphone open for periods of time because I'm also watching it. And you'll hear me laughing. That's a very honest reaction. I talk to myself. I guess I'm like a lot of people in movie theaters. I talk to the screen. And sometimes you won't hear anything because I'm not in the room. I'm doing something else. But that's kind of a encore show, little behind the scenes.
Behind the scenes. With Phil Henry and the
encore show. There. That's a little radio, you know. Never mind. Okay.